की, मायापुर नवदीप धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, कलिगपावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंद, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 28. त्वं ब्रह्म परमं व्योम पुरुषः प्रकृते परा अवतीर्णोऽसि भगवन् स्वेच्छोपात्त पृथक् वपुः. त्वं ब्रह्म परमं व्योम पुरुषः प्रकृते परा अवतीर्णोऽसि भगवन् स्वेच्छोपात्त पृथक् वपुः. त्वं ब्रह्म परमं व्योम पुरुषः प्रकृते परा अवतीर्णोऽसि भगवन् स्वेच्छोपात्त पृथक्
word by word meaning. Tvam you, Brahma Paramam, the absolute truth, Vyoma, like the sky, you are detached from everything. Purusha, the personality of Godhead. Prakrute, to material nature. Para, transcendental. Avatirna, incarnated. Asi, you are. Bhagavan, the Lord. Swa, of your own devotees. Icha, according to the desire. Upatta, accepted. Prithak, different. Vapu, bodies. Translation and purport. Translation. My dear Lord, as the absolute truth, you are transcendental to material nature, and like the sky, you are never entangled in any way. Still being controlled by your devotee's love, you accept many different forms, incarnating according to your devotee's desires. We'll read the second part of this purport. Srila Madhvacharya has quoted from the Prakasha Sanhita as follows. The Lord accepts different spiritual bodies according to the desire of his devotees. For example, the Lord agreed to become the son of Vasudev and Devaki. Thus, although Lord Krishna has an eternal blissful spiritual form, he appears to enter within the body of his devotee who becomes his mother. Although we speak of the Lord's taking on a body, the Lord does not change his form as do the conditioned souls who must change their material bodies. The Lord appears in his own eternally unchangeable forms. Lord Hari always appears in the forms that are especially desired by his loving devotees and never in other forms. However, if one thinks that the Lord, in the manner of an ordinary person taking birth, becomes the physical son of Vasudev or other devotees, then one is victimized by illusion. The Lord merely expands his spiritual potency, causing his pure devotees to think, Krishna is now my son. One should understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead never accepts or rejects a material body, nor does he ever give up his eternal spiritual forms. Rather, the Lord eternally manifests his blissful bodies according to the loving sentiments of his eternal pure devotees. Srila Jiva Goswami mentions that the word Vyoma also indicates the Lord's name as Paravyoma, or the Lord of the spiritual sky. One should not misinterpret this verse to mean that Lord Krishna is impersonal like the material sky, or that the form of Krishna is merely another selected incarnation equal to any other. Such casual and whimsical speculations cannot be accepted as actual spiritual knowledge. Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, and the Lord has explained elaborately in Bhagavad Gita that he is the original source of everything. Therefore, The pure devotees of the Lord are eternally engaged in full knowledge and bliss, in loving service to the Lord's original form as Krishna. The whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to arouse our love for Lord Krishna, and one should not foolishly misunderstand this great purpose. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Shakti Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Kaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse Uddhava is speaking to Lord Krishna. My dear Lord, as the absolute truth, you are transcendental to material nature. And like the sky, you are never entangled in any way. Still being controlled by your devotee's love, you accept many different forms, incarnating according to your devotee's desires. So it's very wonderful verse. Uddhava is acknowledging the supremacy of the Lord. He has understood that Lord Krishna, who appeared to be with him like his friend, his cousin, is not an ordinary person. He is a supreme personality of God. And that kind of realization is not easy, because Lord usually does not reveal himself, his supremacy. Those who try to see Lord Krishna from the material vision, they see him as an ordinary person. He was there in Vrindavan, Dwarka, Hastinapur. He performed so many pastimes during childhood, killed so many demons. And Kansa was thinking that somehow I have to kill this child. Because Kansa had got a threat before the birth of Lord. When his sister's marriage was there, Devaki's marriage, that time it was proclaimed. There was Akashvani. It was the voice from the sky that the 8th son of Devaki would be the cause of his death. And Kansa, he knew that it is going to happen. He cannot avoid it. In his heart of hearts, he knew that he would be killed. But he was trying to avoid death. because of so much of bodily conception. When one thinks that he is this material body, then the fear of death immediately comes. That is the that is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dvitiya bhayam. Dvitiya bhayam. I mean, as soon as one thinks himself different from this self, dvitiya, the self is the soul. Soul never dies, never takes birth, it is eternal. But because of remaining in this material world for so many lifetimes, one has acquired that kind of bodily conception that I am this material body. And at death it will finish everything. And there is so much of endeavor to prolong the life by so many methods. But it is not possible. Because for the body there is always death. Chatasya dhruvar mrityu. Dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. It is explained by Lord Krishna that one who has taken birth, death is certain. But still we are trying that some way we will find out some chemical and will remain in this world. And what we will do? We will try to enjoy this matter. This is another false illusion. Even when Lord Krishna was there, Kansa was trying his best. He was sending so many demons. And these demons were not returning. And he was not understanding what is happening, why they are not returning. Because they were getting killed by Lord Krishna. And even in Hastinapur, when Lord Krishna was there, he was trying to maintain peace and trying to settle the disputes. But still he was considered as a politician. Great politician who tries to instigate between two parties. And he was considered, he is a Vaishya. He is a son of Gwalba. He is a Gwalba. What he knows, we are Kshatriyas. So when Krishna wants to cover, nobody can understand him. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudoyam nabhishanati mamebhya paramavya. So Krishna's transcendental nature cannot be understood. And especially when Lord is present, that time it is all the more difficult. Because sometimes there may be faults and he is not following the way we want. We want to defeat Pandavas and we want to get the kingdom. And he is in favor of Pandavas. So he is against their will. So how can they understand what he is saying? Not a single word cannot be understood. And that was the condition of Dhritarashtra. Even when the Mahabharata war was going to begin, that time the first query, Bhagavad Gita begins with Dhritarashtra's first query. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yusnava mamaka pandavaschaiva. He is saying that mamaka, my sons, and pandavaschaiva, they are son of Pandu, Pandavas. They're not like my own nephews, he's not saying. What my nephews and my sons are doing. But they are sons of Pandu. Not my son. See, he did not accept that at that level. Even they were staying together so many years, but still within his heart he had not accepted them. It was so difficult that his bodily conception was so strong, deeply rooted. So that shows that how difficult it is to understand Krishna. And Krishna tells everything very clearly. He's not saying that I am favorable to my devotees and envious to the non-devotees. He says that, no, I am samaham sarva bhuteshu. I am equal to everyone. For me, everyone is my child. Somebody may be a naughty child, somebody may be a good child. But for me, they are all my children. So, Lord does not discriminate. But because of the misidentification, we may perceive the Lord differently. And here the fortune of Uddhava is he has understood the supremacy of the Lord. And he is telling that how, my dear Lord, as the Absolute Truth, you are transcendental in material nature. So it may appear that Krishna has become like a human being. He appears like a human being. He takes the body like a human being. Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appears like a human being. But still is transcendental. He is not affected by the three modes of material nature. So that kind of understanding one can get by the mercy of the Lord. Or from his pure devotees. When somebody hears the message from the pure devotees, even to understand pure devotees is not easy. We may find faults with pure devotees and why like this, why like that. And we may have our own agenda to push. So even pure devotee may be giving some good instruction, we may misunderstand. So therefore, when especially such souls are present, to understand them is not an easy thing. One has to really deeply pray that I am fallen in this material world and I need to understand for my purification. I am born in darkness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya. I need that knowledge by which everything will become clear, by which I will try to see everyone as spirit souls, part and parcel of the Lord. So Lord, when he comes and how he comes is also important. Lord just doesn't come. Lord comes when his pure devotees pray. This is very nicely I try to connect with this point that you accept many different forms, incarnating according to your pure devotee's desires. When devotee desires that Lord to appear, then Lord appears. And of course it may appear that it has been organized in that way and devotees pray and Lord, whenever any appearance happens, there is always, we can relate that there is some devotee behind that incarnation or appearance. Even Lord Narasimhadeva Vite, he appeared because of Lord our Prahlad. Prahlad was put into difficulty. He was just like a small child and very innocent. And his father was really atrocious, trying to kill him because he was not following his orders. He was not listening to whatever he was saying. And he wanted to become the Lord of the universe. And he was terrorizing the universe. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that what atrocities Hiranyakashipu was performing. And it was just he also had performed a lot of austerities. So many years he went and performed austerities. Almost he destroyed his body. When Brahma appeared, he had to appear. There was no other. He was helpless. Brahma was helpless to come. So much tapasya was torturing his body, and creating so much of disturbance in the universe. To save others, Brahma had to come. Arey Baba, ruko abhi. Bahut tapasya kar rahe. Tumhara tapasya ke karan humko takleef ho rahe. So that much power Hiranyakashipu exhibited. Because of his austerity, the whole universe was disturbed. And Brahma had to come and stop that. Whatever you want, I will give. But stop this tapasya. So therefore, tapasya can be wrongly motivated also. Somebody can perform tapasya with so many inferior thoughts. So that kind of tapasya does not please the Supreme Lord. He becomes disturbed, in fact. Karshayanta rudastam, Lord Krishna says that, torture the super soul within the heart. That kind of tapasya is in the mode of passion or ignorance, I think. Rajasam, Bruham, something, passion or ignorance, I don't know. But that kind of tapasya is not accepted. Now we will see the tapasya performed by pure devotees to appear, for the Lord to appear. We will be celebrating Janmashtami within a month. Appearance of Lord Krishna, which has been celebrated all over the world almost. And behind that we can see that Mother Devaki and Vasudev, they had performed tapasya. They had performed a lot of tapasya, not for one lifetime. But three times Lord took birth from them. Not ordinary parents. Three incarnations almost. And how this was revealed? When Lord himself, he told, Lord Krishna, when he was born in that prison house, he was born in his four-handed form, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. And it was the form of baby Narayan, not full standing Narayan and in his majestic form, but it was a baby Narayan. Very difficult to see that form. Only Vasudeva and Devaki could have that privilege to see that baby Narayan form. We are attracted to baby Krishna form, but they were shown that form. And when Lord took that form, in fact, Devaki was disturbed. Because she was trying to hide Krishna. She was so fearful of Kansa. that Kansa can come and kill him any time. And already he had done. Six children he had already killed. And she is telling the Supreme Lord that please take your normal form. Because this kind of form, somebody sees, they will start ridiculing me. That, oh, you see, the all pervading Vishnu has appeared in your form, in your home. You have got Narayana as your child. So that may be, I will become the cause of the ridicule. So that was the concern of Devaki at that time. It's very difficult to understand. We cannot. She has that parental affection and she wants to protect the child. And therefore she is telling that please come as a, please manifest your normal form. So Lord tells that why I am manifested in this form? Because if I appear as a normal child, you will think that I am like an ordinary child. But I just took this form to inform you that I am the Supreme Personality of God. And I have incarnated now. You don't have to worry. And he tells about their previous births. He tells that in the millennium of Swayambhuva Manu, the first Manu, you were Prushni and Sutapa. Sutapa was Prajapati, son of Brahma. And Brahma had told him to procreate, populate the universe. And as Prajapati is there, it was their duty to populate the universe. But they performed tapasya. 12,000 celestial years to have a child. In perfect Krishna consciousness, it is explained. 12,000 years of tapasya. And we want to become perfectly Krishna conscious within less than 12 years. Even not one tapa, he was sutapa. So that is our condition. Therefore Krishna is not easy to obtain. One has to be really serious, sincere, and no ulterior motive. So therefore when Lord he's revealing that you had performed so much of tapasya for me to get me as a child, not similar to Lord Krishna. Anusaya Trimuni, he made a little slight mistake in his prayers. He said that Anusaya or Atrimuni said that we want child similar to Lord, who is the master of the universe or something like that, who is controller. So all three of them they came. Soma, Durvasa Muni and Dattatreya, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all incarnations of them. They all came. And then he was, oh, something was wrong actually, I think, in my prayers. I wanted Lord Krishna, but I just said similar to Lord Krishna. So, okay, no problem. Dattatreya is there. But here, they wanted Lord to be their own son. So, that's a very serious business. To have Krishna as your own child, one has to be really serious to ready to perform tapasya. Even to manifest Krishna within our heart, to become Krishna conscious. We want Krishna to appear within our heart. But are we really serious to remove all the anarthas? Or we are thinking, okay, maybe this anartha after some years. So one has to be very serious to eradicate all the anarthas, because as long as those anarthas are there, Krishna is not going to come and stay. One's heart has to be absolutely clean. So therefore, Lord is revealing, Lord is telling that you had performed so much of austerities in Swayambhu Manu time. And I came as Prishnagarbha at that time. And in the next millennium, you appeared as Aditi and Kashyap. And I appeared as Upendra, younger brother of Indra, Vaman Dev. So that was another incarnation. And in this incarnation, I am appearing as Lord Krishna. And what is happening is that he is staying there for a very short time. That is a price they are paying. He was there for a very short time, and he just tells that what they have to do now. He tells that now, my father Vasudev, you take me to Vrindavan, Gokul. Because there, I had to go there. And there, from there you bring the child of Yashoda. And you place her here. So that was a mission. Since birth, immediately beginning of his birth, he gave the mission. And it was night, midnight, and there was a huge security around the prison. But of course, when Yogamaya had appeared along with Lord Krishna, the whole thing was changing. Because under Yogamaya, all those guards went under Nidra Devi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. When Nidra Devi comes, we have to chant Hare Krishna. So we remain awake. So Nidra Devi had captured everyone. And they were not doing their duties. So that time, all the doors open and Vasudev, he took him, took Lord and went. And Kansa was restless in that night because he was getting nightmares, different omens, and he was restless. What is happening? Somebody is coming to kill me. He sees some and his head is half cut or some. So many very nicely depicted in movies. So he was having tough time because that fear was engulfing him. He was getting killed by that fear that he is coming and killing me. All the time that kind of visions, and it is explained that Kansa was so much Krishna conscious that he was seeing Lord everywhere. With the Sudarshan Chakra in his hand, Chakra Pani, and he's coming and going to kill me. We are not that much Krishna conscious, that we always see Lord Krishna, even in the fearful form. And it is explained. Narad Muni explains that kind of meditation is more intense. In 7th canto, he explains that is more higher actually, in one sense, in terms of intensity of remembering, meditating, envy, out of envy. Sometimes we may have envy towards somebody. And we want to develop love towards Lord Krishna. But whom do we think? We think of most. We think of that person whom we are envious. Unfortunate. we think that he is an obstacle in my path. And if he is or she is not there, then my spiritual life will be very smooth. But that is not the fact. One has to overcome that anartha. One has to see that he is my well-wisher. He is my well-wisher. He is telling for my good. All my anarthas is revealing. It is good for my purification. It is very difficult to take it positively. But one has to think like that. I need purification. So, in that way, Lord reveals and he leaves to Vrindavan. So that was the price Devaki and Vasudev, they are praying, they are paying to have Lord as their own child. Lord doesn't stay for long. Even he took birth, but still he left them. But he remains with them always in his bhava manifestation. Even he left Vrindavan. All his coward friends and he left them. They were loving him so much. They were so much attached to him. But he left them. And in that way we can see that how that kind of principle of Lord appears according to the desires of his devotees is so much consistent in almost all of his incarnations. We can see yesterday our Gaurang Priya Prabhu was very nicely explaining how Lord Radha Ramani appeared because of the love of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So much love Gopal Bhatta Goswami as he was having, he was worshipping those Shaligram Shilas, and he was thinking that I don't have like other Goswamis have their forms and they can decorate them, the Lord very nicely. He had just one thought, and Lord could understand, oh, my devotee is thinking like this, so let me change my form. And that Shaligram Shila changed the form and took the form of Radha Raman. And still it is being worshipped. So, with great devotion actually. Shri Govindev appeared out of love for Srila Rupa Goswami. For Sanatana Goswami, Madan Mohan appeared. Shri Radha Gopichan Vallabh appeared for Ghanshyam Babaji. So we can understand that when devotees have that pure desire, then the Lord comes. Lord comes as an incarnation, he may come as a deity form, he may come as Srimad Bhagavatam. You should think that Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from the Supreme Lord. And we are so fortunate to come in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam. At least we know that this is a great literature. And to hear that, to practice that, we can perfect our lives, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So like that, we can see that how Lord reciprocates with devotees according to his desires. Even Lord Gauranga appeared. When Advaita Acharya was praying, when Advaita Acharya was praying, he was seeing the condition of people around. That they are having good families, good opulence, but what they are, human form of life, but what they are doing? They are wasting their time. They have performed their sons of daughters and sons' marriages. But now what they are doing, they are spending their money lavishly to perform this, the marriages of dogs and cats. Very lavishly they were spending money for the marriages. And it was just out of prestige, status. We have so much money and we can spend. And no uttering of the name of the Lord. Sometimes Pundarikaksha, Govinda while taking bath. Very rarely. But not with full faith that yes, the Lord, the holy name is going to deliver us. Lord appears in the holy name also. If we chant sincerely, Lord will appear in the holy name. But we don't have that much taste. We may completely finish the rounds. So Advaita Acharya was thinking like that. That he was praying to the Lord. He was, when he was worshipping his Shaligram Shila, he was worshipping with Tulsi and Ganga water, and he was praying that, oh Lord, you have to appear now. Why? Because I am seeing the condition of people. He was feeling so compassionate that what to do? These people are not understanding. So much importance of their lives, human form of life is so rare. And when we lose it, then we realize it. Just like recently, you may be aware of this bus accident which happened. The bus was carrying 34 people, and suddenly it just toppled at one place, and it was from a big cliff, it just fell down. And along with driver, all 33 people, one person survived. Very miraculously he survived. But all 33 people died. So much depth, 200 feet or something down, and just very sad to hear such kind of things. And then we suddenly feel that, oh, why these things happen? And then we start reflecting, oh, human form of life is so precious, so rare, and one has to become serious. So Advaita Acharya had that kind of prayers. He was praying to the Lord, Lord to appear. And he was offering prayers, chanting, and some Sri Rag he was singing. It was like a very, somebody has done research and found out that kind of thing. And those who had attended Pune Yatras, they may know that what is that Sri Rag. And how it is so devotion, with so much of devotion it has been sung. So Lord Gauranga appears. There are three external reasons it is explained. That one is, Lord himself thinks that when I came as Lord Krishna, I gave this knowledge, ask everyone to surrender to me. But I did not give them the highest thing, love of God. And I want to give that to people in general. Let them relish what is the mellow of Braja Bhakti. What is the mood of Vrindavan? What is that devotion? I want to give that to everyone. Whether somebody is qualified or not qualified, I want to give everyone. So I want to come and establish the Yuga Dharma, congregational chanting of the holy names, Harinam Sankirtan. And it is explained that Lord appears in every yuga, Sambhavami Yuga Yuga. And Advaita Acharya was praying simultaneously. So these are the three external reasons why Lord Gauranga appeared. And when he appeared also, not everyone understood that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Only few could understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how he is manifesting his mercy, how he is distributing his mercy, how he is empowering his devotees. It was not that everyone were following. Some were criticizing also Lord Chaitanya when he was performing his chanting at the house of Subhas Thakur. There were some smartha brahmanas, they were getting disturbed and they were cursing Subhas Thakur. That why these people are chanting in the night? We are getting disturbed. We are not able to sleep. Lot of issues happen when devotees start chanting loudly. But that is the ultimate yuga dharma. It helps to purify. It awakens our soul. It reminds us, okay, this is human form of life is important. Now wake up. And it is explained that Lord Gauranga, he manifested his mercy, he revealed to his devotees in three ways. In three ways, his mercy was revealed. And it is explained in Anta Leela of Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sakshat, Avesh and Avirbhav. And one person, Shivananda Sen, he could witness all these three types of mercy. Sakshat, Avesh and when Lord directly gives his mercy, that is Sakshat. He saw that Lord Gauranga is so merciful, he actually gives love of Godhead. And he could witness when that small puppy dog, he was following, that dog was following the Yatra and went to Jagannath Puri. And Shivananda Sen was searching, where is that dog? He sent his people to search for the dog, but they couldn't find that dog. And then when they reached Jagannath Puri, they saw that the Lord is feeding that dog. And the dog is, I think within few days it dies, but it goes to Vaikuntha, spiritual world. So he had seen that even dog receiving the mercy. Then he had seen Nakul Brahmachari receiving the mercy. How Nakul Brahmachari was empowered by the Lord. And he was performing activities like that of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Shivananda Sen had doubt in his mind that how Nakula Brahmachari could have received the mercy of Lord Gauranga. I have a doubt. And he thought that let me test whether he is really an empowered person or not. And he went to the place where Nakula Brahmachari was there and hundreds and thousands of people were surrounding him. And nobody could see Nakul Brahmachari. It was that much he was having followership in that age. People were surrounding him and trying to get the love of God, trying to receive his mercy. And he had thought that if he reveals, if Nakula Brahmachari, he calls me and tells me what is my Gaur Gopal mantra I am chanting, then I will accept that Nakul Brahmachari has received the mercy of Lord Gauranga. So he goes and he stands somewhere at a corner. He could not reach to Nakul Brahmachari. But Nakul Brahmachari understands that Shivananda Sen has come and he has this doubt in his mind. So he sends two or four people searching Shivananda Sen. And they start searching, calling, where is Shivananda Sen? Where is Shivananda Sen? Nakul Brahmachari wants to see you. So he hears, oh, this message has come. Nakul Brahmachari is calling me. So he goes and he sits next to Nakul Brahmachari. And Nakul Brahmachari tells, do not have any doubt in your mind. And he tells his Gaur Gopal mantra. He tells that your Gaur Gopal mantra is Gaur Anga, Gauranga. So then he accepts that he is empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada explains that those who are worshippers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, their Gaur Gopal mantra, four syllable mantra is Gauranga. And those who worship Radha Krishna, their four syllable mantra is Radha Krishna. So in this way, Shivananda Sen witnesses Lord's mercy in these two forms. And third form is Avirbhav, which is little elaborate, which I will not cover now because everyone is has to other, some other form will manifest in front of me. So sometime later, whenever we get time, we will discuss that form. But what I want to tell is that when we hear from the devotees, then these stories or pastimes become more lively. I read Chaitanya Charitamrita, that chapter, but that was not so much of, I could not visualize that much. But when I heard last Narasingha Chaturdashi, Radha Gopinath Prabhu revealed the same pastime, and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, when he was taking Gaur Leela, he was with so much of great relish, he was revealing this pastime. So after that hearing, then I was feeling, okay, this is so important actually, and we need to study or hear in that way. Then these pastimes become more clear. Hare Krishna. So I will end here now. Anybody has any questions, they can personally ask, because already over time. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because of Srila Prabhupada's desire, ISKCON has appeared and so many temples have appeared. And therefore we are here actually. That is because of Srila Prabhupada's pure desire. Hare Krishna.